Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's almost time for Stars of the Festival. Joining us on the phone line is certainly a big star, Pat McKenna with Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts Stratford. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Jamie. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
There you go. How's that for an intro? My gosh, Pat, it's almost that time. May is coming up fast. Just before going on, we were chatting. It feels like May's still months away, but gosh, it's coming up. And in fact, this Friday is a big, big event that's happening.
Well, this is our big wrap-up, and the Stars of the Festival has been a tradition for 40 years. We can't believe that's the number, 40 years, with the W.G. Young Funeral Home sponsoring us. They have been in business for 40 years, and every year that they've been in business, they have been the sponsor of this particular event for our families in town, because they are so important to families in Stratford. So we are doing a slight special celebration of the young family support of this very important festival.
No, that is awesome. So 40th for the Stars of the Festival. So that is happening at Avondale Church. Tell us about this evening.
Well, this is the evening where we celebrate not just the competitive accomplishments of our entrants, but all the other ways that people can triumph in a festival like ours. It's such a formative experience to participate in a community festival like this one. I've never had a chance to ask you, Jamie, have you ever participated in a festival like the Kiwanis Festival here?
Yes.
Did you do that when you were a youngster?
Yes, back in the day with the school choir, I believe through King Lear, in fact. I'm dating myself, but yeah, we participated in the choirs.
It's funny, the time that I was with the Royal Conservatory, we used to have a great deal of fun asking people, every 10 people, how many had ever had a touch point with music education in their lives. And it's astonishing how many young people have been fortunate to have something like this cross their lives early on, whether it's through school like you or private lessons. I was lucky to have private piano lessons. And for many people, it's the place where they first learn how to present themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Especially to a large group. And the very important part of it, I think, is too, it's not just getting through it and doing your best and coming out on top. It's we're going to have setbacks through our lives in different ways. We have good days and we have bad days. And what do you do when you have an unfortunate day or a bad day? Do you let that defeat you, or do you pull yourself together and keep going? And usually you're proud of yourself when you manage to do that. And our festival is one of the first places where youngsters learn how to cope with that kind of experience.
Oh, so that's well said.
Stars of the Festival isn't just the people who get the highest marks. It's also the people who did it.
Yeah.
We did it.
Exactly. Getting up on that stage and just doing it, and and enjoying it, too, with Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts. And, Pat, I've been really taken back by how it's really expanded over the years, certainly through technology, but even those participating, certainly as you talk about young people, but in many ways, people of all ages.
Well, yes, I've started to describe this festival as one for non-professional artists, because people think of it as being for the youngest. Emerging artists is another way of referring to them. But an awful lot of people who started out with music early on and chose to do something else with their lives, they could have perhaps done music professionally, but they made another choice. And many of them come back to it when they are later on in life, either as an extracurricular activity or when somebody has retired, they go back to it in earnest. And so we have a category called later stages, which is for mature non-professional artists, so they don't feel like they're going up against the youngest in the group. They are with their own age group, and they get the same kind of experience. They can perform what they have been working on for a professional adjudicator who will give them feedback and encouragement. And we have some awards and prizes for our later stages as well as our youngsters.
There you go. It's Stars of the Festival. That is set for this Friday, May 2nd, and it's happening at the Avondale. And certainly it's wonderful performances through your evening, not to be missed. We do encourage the community to come on out and enjoy, but also the awards and trophies as well.
Yes, that's a part that we haven't promoted terrifically in encouraging people to participate in the festival. At least I haven't while I've been here. But I'm quite impressed every time I look at the array of trophies we have. This festival will be 100 years old in 2 years. And we have trophies that are, we have almost 90 trophies, and some of them date back to as far as 1927 and 1930. And they are a fashion statement in and of themselves about the design and how things have changed over the decades. And those trophies are a very important, tangible reminder of how well somebody did 1 year. They get to keep them for 1 year, and they get a souvenir plaque that they keep when they return the trophy to us so we can give it to somebody else. And the other wonderful aspect of this particular festival and its age are the cash awards that we can give people, the financial awards, because over the decades, people have contributed funds, legacy gifts, that earn money, and we use the interest from those monies to reward our participants with different kinds of awards. So we are going to give out almost $10,000 worth of financial awards this Friday.
Wow.
In all kinds of categories.
That is incredible. So there you go. It's not just the performing. It's really encouraging these artists and giving back to the community.
That's the phrase I was going to use, giving back, because generations of families have given back to the festival that gave them a good experience. And we have very generous donors who give every year. But the accumulation of generosity over decades and decades means we can actually hand out almost $10,000 worth of financial awards this Friday, and we're looking forward to doing that.
All right. Well, thanks so much for that. Yeah, thanks so much for that, Pat. So let's remind folks the time and for Friday.
It's 7 o'clock at Avondale Church, and this one we do not charge admission for. This is general admission, first come, first serve. And one other thing I would like to mention is we have a few really wonderful experiences and items on a very small auction. And one of those is a celebrity chef evening with Rod Beatty, who will cater a meal for you. One is a cooking party at Stamp House in their cooking kitchen. We have a pair of diamond earrings from Swanson's. And we have a lovely gift package from Daisies and Doilies. And those have been bid on for the last month or so. The pages to bid on them will be in the lobby at the concert that evening, but they are also available online. So the last bid Friday night will be added to the online, and people have until midnight to top up their bid, and then we will decide who has made the successful bid.
Perfect. KiwanisFestivalStratford.com is the website. We'll share the details on our socials at MyStratfordNow.com, and should mention I'll be hosting again for this Friday, too.
Absolutely. We look forward. This has become our annual visit, and we so look forward to it. Jamie, you're awesome at it.
Oh, thanks so much, Pat. And it's just great working with you, Pat, and all the great folks with Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts. Now, before we let you go, there were some encore concerts happening in April. Was that right, at some unique locations?
Yes. Those have been a surprising hit. Those were born because I was trying to think of ways to give our young people, all our performers, including the later stages, a chance to perform for a larger audience. And what we decided to do was take anyone who came first in their class and give them a chance to do another performance in a more relaxed situation. And a number of the downtown businesses have been very receptive to this. We did them at Revival House last year, which was a wonderful experience for a lot of people. And this year, we've been in a couple of much smaller venues, more intimate, but Starlight Restaurant and the Bunker Performance Cafe and Lounge have both welcomed us with open arms, and our performers are just delighted at the idea that they get to play in a more contemporary setting. It's a viable taste of what it would be like if they decide to do this for a living. You will be working in venues like that.
Mm-hmm. What a great idea, these encore concerts, and hopefully we'll see more of those down the road. In the meantime, stars of the festival this Friday evening, 7 o'clock at Avondale Church. Come on out and support Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts Stratford. Pat McKenna, thanks so much, Pat, and we'll see you Friday.
Thanks, Jamie. We're looking forward to seeing you on Friday.